Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the September issue of the CERT News that is located at www.unf.edu/cert/newsletters.
Streamlining course and program development with course templates. Dr. Lori Wright, Department of Nutrition and Dietetics. When Dr. Lori Wright, assistant professor in the Brooks College of Health, was hired as director of the Doctorate of Clinical Nutrition, or DCN program, she had her work cut out for her. As the founding director, Wright developed 7 distance learning courses for the program within a year of her start date. UNF's completely online DCN program is only the second of its kind to be offered in the country and began course delivery in the fall of 2016. To create so many courses in this time frame while maintaining the integrity and quality of the program, Wright works one-on-one with an instructional designer who supports the development of the DCN program. All instructors in the DCN program, including Wright, completed CERT's teaching online seminar. Using best practices for online course development learned in TOL, Wright creates high-quality online courses that are reviewed with the Quality Matters rubric, a national benchmark for online course design. As part of the program development, Wright and other nutrition faculty met with CERT staff to develop a course template unique to the program. Use of a course template designed specifically for the program not only speeds course development, but also maintains consistency in design throughout all the program's courses. The template contains introductory material, instructor information, and institutional resources that are common to all the courses in the program, saving faculty from having to recreate this information in each new course. All the course banners for the program maintain a consistent theme centered on visuals of food and include a program seal. Students recognize the consistent structure and layout, which makes it easy for them to locate information and navigate the course. Another benefit of collaborating with an instructional designer is that Wright is able to focus on the program curriculum and course content without being burdened with the content building in Canvas or any formatting and design issues. CERT also manages the processes necessary to make the course accessible to all learners. A transcription service is used to provide textual representation of all non-text content, and CERT staff obtain transcripts and captions of the instructor-provided media and add those to the LMS. For more information on developing an online course or program, contact CERT.
This is Deb Miller, the director in CERT. Welcome back. The start of the fall term and the increased student activity on campus is always a welcome reminder of our shared mission. I hope that our new learning management system, Canvas, is proving to be a good tool for you and your students. Now that the transition is over, we will focus on driving deeper adoption and working with faculty to integrate new tools that support your teaching and learning needs. In this edition, we also unveil CERT's 2017 annual report, and I invite you to review that by clicking on the link in the email. This reports on the achievements, planned initiatives, and activity data for the last year and identifies strategic goals for the coming year. During the past year, we've completed several important projects which you'll read about in greater detail. In addition to transitioning the university's learning management system from Blackboard to Canvas, we also improved the process of reserving and checking out equipment, refined the faculty development model for online teaching to provide more flexibility and ongoing opportunities, investigated and identified a modern web publishing service for faculty that rolls out. You'll read about it in the newsletter, and it's called Faculty Domains. And we deployed an instructional design liaison program to promote connections between the designers and the academic communities they serve. I hope you'll take the time to learn more about reading the report.
Digital thinking, announcing faculty domains. Andy Rush, course media developer. How can a technology that is almost 30 years old still be important? In 1989, a British computer scientist named Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web. It's a technology so interwoven into society that it exists almost on par with the need for electricity. Therefore, I can't think of a topic with more relevance to the philosophy of digital thinking than UNF's newest initiative, the Faculty Domains Project. Before I explain what UNF Faculty Domains is, I'll start with a bit of history. First, let me say that the idea of faculty web space is nothing new. In fact, it is literally how the World Wide Web was born. Note that I am talking about the World Wide Web. Henceforth, I'll just refer to it as the web. A subset of the thing we call the internet. before the web, there were internet components with weird names such as Telnet, Gopher, Archie, and email. Okay, that last one is not so weird because it's a staple of modern communication amongst humans. All of these exist because of the internet, which is essentially a set of rules for sending bits of information over wires, or through the air wirelessly, from one computer to another. Now back to how the web was born. Tim Berners-Lee worked at CERN in the late 1980s. CERN is a laboratory on the French-Swiss border that studies particle physics. Berners-Lee wanted to design a system that would enable better management of information associated with large projects. He would travel the world and meet with other computer scientists and demonstrate his hypertext system, and also show them how they, too, could write their own web pages and share their information. Eventually, web pages were popping up all over. At the same time, I was beginning my career as a technology support person at a state university in New York. I learned HTML and published my very first web pages thanks to some server space that the fine folks in the IT department were providing. Fast forward to 2004, where I was now an instructional technologist supporting faculty. After many iterations of web pages using HTML, my colleagues and I tried a bold new approach to website creation, where we each got our own web server space that offered technology beyond just HTML. We now had access to technology that could be used to deploy much more dynamic websites, using richer programming language and taking advantage of the flexibility of databases. And while that sounds more complicated, the initial configuration wasn't insurmountable with most of that new software. Once configured, the content creation was much easier since it was separate from the website design. It was no more complicated than using Microsoft Word. As we played in our new sandboxes, we wondered if this fun new technology could be adopted by faculty for the sharing of their research and scholarly work. What if we gave faculty their own sandbox to play in? One of the advantages of having our own web space was that we could spin up as many sites as we wanted. If faculty wanted to try out WordPress, we could almost instantly create a site and give them an account to log in with. The next idea was to let faculty set up their own spaces with their own domain names. After a pilot program in 2012, where we offered faculty their own space, in 2013 we opened the Domain of One's Own program to everyone at the university. So what is UNF Faculty Domains? Well, it will offer UNF faculty the opportunity to create academic publishing spaces using modern web applications such as WordPress, Omeka, and Scalar. Faculty will receive their own subdomain, web space, to install the available applications, as well as easy-to-use management tools. These faculty domains can function as hubs for a professional presence. The service provides both simple templates for common needs and more sophisticated tools and support for faculty who wish to experiment. But we don't want you to simply experiment with your space. We want you to wildly experiment. We want to give you a sandbox and permission to play, just like we instructional technologists had the opportunity to do once upon a time. And while we will completely support you in making the perfect website, we also want you to feel free to explore the possibilities of a unique toolbox. Heck, we will even encourage you to break things. And we'll say, good, you broke it. Because you'll learn about how the components that undergird the internet and the web work. We want you to be not just thinking, but making. Because, young cat, if you keep your eyes open enough, oh, the stuff you will learn, the most wonderful stuff. Dr. Seuss.
Communication in Canvas by Megan Bracewell. Cultivating instructor presence is essential to successfully facilitating an online course. Many instructors communicate their expectations to students through weekly reminder announcements, grades, and performance feedback. While these standard forms of correspondence certainly contribute to instructor presence, Canvas offers a number of convenient features that can be used to enhance learner-instructor interactions and open lines of communication in an online course. Announcements. While sending announcements may not be a novel approach to communicating in an online course, considering and applying strategies to make the most out of Canvas's announcements feature may pave the way for more engaging and effective correspondence. Many instructors opt to send a routine weekly announcement reminding students of upcoming deadlines and events.
This type of announcement is a useful tool in supporting students, but consider the following tips to ensure the announcement successfully delivers its message. Keep it short and sweet. Avoid cognitive overload by only including essential information. Reduce repetition by avoiding the restatement of instructions or expectations. Link to this information in the course if it's needed. Use bulleted lists to organize important deadlines and events. If an announcement becomes overcrowded with text or seems too lengthy, consider splitting it into a Monday announcement and a Wednesday announcement. While delivering too much information in one announcement can cause cognitive overload, sending announcements too frequently can also cause students to become frustrated with the influx of information. Finding a balance between too many and too few announcements in a course is important to structuring an effective flow of information between the instructor and the students. Want to take the announcements feature a step further? Personalize communication with students by sending a video announcement, or create a visually appealing announcement by delivering information in an infographic. Construct images to creatively display information in an announcement with a user-friendly infographic creator like Canva. Revamping the standard weekly announcement is a great way to engage students and effectively deliver important information. Conferences. The conferences feature in Canvas is quickly being adopted by instructors as a virtual meeting space for office hours. Rather than inviting students to attend scheduled office hours on campus, create more opportunities for learner-instructor interaction by encouraging students to schedule a virtual meeting. Utilizing conferences allows for more flexibility in scheduling office hours, and this feature offers a fully functional workspace for students and instructors to communicate. Conferences allows for students and instructors to chat via text, talk via microphone, or sign via webcam. And among other useful tools, conferences also allows for screen sharing and document uploads to add clarity and to enhance one-on-one help sessions. In addition to office hours, consider using conferences for a variety of synchronous session types to bolster instructor presence. Schedule a study session in conferences before an exam to allow students to ask questions and review complex concepts. Conduct group presentations in conferences to allow students to report on their course projects and to gain experience in utilizing virtual meeting spaces. Host synchronous class sessions to provide specialized instruction or present a guest speaker. Whether using this feature for direct instruction or interactive discussion, Conferences is well equipped to enhance instructor presence and support communication in an online course. Messaging and grades. As an alternative to email, Canvas Inbox allows instructors and students to communicate with personal messages. While a Canvas user can click the inbox in the main navigation menu to read or send messages, instructors can find one of the most helpful messaging tools in a less expected location, the gradebook. To provide timely and personalized feedback for an assignment, instructors can access grades and opt to send messages to students who have not yet submitted the assignment, who scored less than a designated point value, or who scored more than a designated point value. Create a dialogue to support students by using this messaging feature in grades to deliver feedback and resubmission opportunities to students who scored less than 70 out of 100 points on a midterm exam. Or congratulate students who scored more than 80 out of 100 points on a final paper. Opting to send a message to students who have not yet submitted an assignment by its deadline is also a great strategy to reduce unneeded correspondence to the whole class while still supporting the population of students who may benefit from this reminder. In coordination with other communication efforts, including announcements and conferences sessions, the messaging feature in grades serves to enhance instructor presence and support student progress in online courses.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.